amazing. If you were a little bit, afraid, a person who gets easily afraid is kind of what?
Kind of scared. Well, if they're afraid, they're real scary.
Mm-hmm. If you were speaking of someone, you said she isn't afraid now, but she
might.
Well, and how about the old gray mare? She ain't what she
used to be.
She's
not afraid now, but she used to be.
What would be the opposite of that? What would be the opposite of used to be?
The opposite. She might be.
Oh, she's afraid now, but she
wasn't. She wasn't afraid.
The opposite of used to be. She. Make a negative out of used to be. Now she's afraid, but she
didn't used to be.
Someone such as I who leaves the door unlocked when they go out, you might say she is mighty
careless.
If there was really anything wrong with your Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of
queer.
How else would you use the word queer? Would you ever use it in any other way? Does it mean they're eccentric?
I think so.
Is it ever used in any other sense?
Sometimes things happen that are kind of unusual, and you think that's something queer about that. It's unusual.
As a man, you're speaking of a man who's very sure of his ways, and he's just not going to change. You might say to him, don't be so
stubborn, huh? Mm-hmm.
Stubborn or anything else. You are so
hard-headed.
Anything else?
Yeah, hard-headed. Ornery, I guess you'd call it.
Sure. Somebody who can't take a joke without losing his temper, you might say, well, he's mighty
irritable, I guess.
Irritable? Anything else? You're mighty hot this morning.
Cross, I guess you got. Cross and
temper.
Irritable and fretful.
If someone did get angry, you might say, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he would get
angry, upset, or mad, irritated.
If somebody's about to lose his temper, you tell him just
calm down.
Just about staying
keep
calm.
Keep cool.
Keep
calm.
Okay. If you've been working all day, you say you're very
I was tired, fagged out.
Anything else? What do you think young people would say?